He was his last victim. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A body found last night in some woods in Park County, Colorado, is Austin Lyles, the 17-year-old who shot and wounded two administrators earlier yesterday at East High School in Denver.
Who, under the district's controversial safety plan that removed all police officers in 2020, were patting down students for weapons upon entry. That's where the shooting happened.
Nothing trumps the safety of our young people in this building and the faculty and staff.
Denver Mayor Democrat Michael Hancock now saying police officers will be back at East High School. One of the shooting victims is still hospitalized.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A New York City grand jury investigating former President Trump will reconvene the day after its session was canceled, as sources tell Fox. There's concern about how strong a possible criminal case is over whether Trump falsified records and broke campaign finance laws, repaying then-attorney Michael Cohen for a hush money payment to a porn star before the 2016 election to keep an alleged affair quiet. The former president calls it a witch hunt. His lawyer, Joe Tacopina, tells Fox,
I think they're attempting to fulfill a political vendetta.
There's also a development in the special counsel's investigation into the classified documents found at the former president's Florida resort. An appeals court orders a Trump lawyer to cooperate.
Trump attorney Evan Corcoran will have to turn over notes and conversations he had with the 45th president about those materials. Trump's team does not have the option of taking that case all the way to the Supreme Court.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. TikTok CEO will be questioned at a House hearing this morning over the app's Chinese ownership and security fears over users' data. Republican Congressman Buddy Carter tells Fox China can manipulate content.
This is psychological warfare by the Chinese Communist Party, and it's being leveled against the American children.
But Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman believes it's racist singling out TikTok.
American social media companies have been used to facilitate harm in tremendous ways.
America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
For a third day in a row, kids won't be in class in Los Angeles. Public schools are closed on the final day of a strike. Thousands of staffers, from bus drivers to custodians to teachers' aides, protesting.
The average worker is earning $25,000 right now. The goal is to secure a 30% pay raise, more full-time work opportunities, increased staffing levels, and respectful treatment after some accusations of harassment. Now, this has left parents scrambling, though. L.A. represents the nation's second largest school district with roughly 600,000 kids staying home today. The school system has set up daycare options and grab-and-go food stops, but it won't address that learning loss.
That's Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady out with picketers. In heavy rain as California got drenched again, causing some more flooding, at least two deaths. It also spawned a rare tornado.
The National Weather Service confirms there was a tornado in Montebello, a city east of Los Angeles.
There are no major injuries to report. There was one minor injury of a worker in the area who was transported to the hospital for treatment.
Michael Chi, Montebello Public Information Officer, says power was knocked out in the area and fire officials have inspected 17 impacted buildings.
11 of those 17 buildings have been red tagged due to the damage that they've experienced.
Twitter videos show a funnel cloud with debris swirling through the air. A rep for the Weather Service says typically tornadoes that affect this area tend to spin up too rapidly to detect or warn for. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There could be a small rebound from yesterday's sell-off on Wall Street. Stock futures are up modestly. The Dow plunged more than 500 points after the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate hike, a quarter percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says they have to keep driving inflation down.
We have to bring inflation down to 2%. The costs of bringing it down, there are real costs to bring it down to 2%, but the costs of failing are much higher.
He also says the banking system is sound despite two recent bank failures. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.